Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Everything under the small business sun from Alpha to Omega. And you can read, listen, ask questions. And don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Rob Jollis is with us, and he's all over our website. When you go there, you can find him easily this week because he's on the show. But otherwise, just find the Brain Trust and find the Jays and find Rob, and then you'll find his all the body of work that he's deposited with us over the many years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about managing the difficult boss. And as you said, Rob, in the previous segment, a good boss doesn't have to be managed. They're low maintenance. But some bosses... Is this something? I like the way you say this, but I'm not sure that most people think about it like that. Managing the difficult boss, most people would say enduring or dealing with or putting up with the difficult boss. You're actually saying that employees should manage the difficult boss. How does that happen?
Yeah, well, why not? It's funny. For years, it's always been just tolerate it, get through it. It'll be over soon. But my thinking is, why can't we be more proactive? So the way I look at it is this, very simply. The test for a good boss should be, can they communicate clearly, manage fairly, and is there a clear understanding the more successful you become, the more successful that they become? But this is what I mean by managing them. If they didn't get that memo, if they don't understand that, then let's break that down. So when we say part one, which is, an effective manager has to communicate clearly. If your manager doesn't do it, if you keep going home and saying, it's so unfair, he never tells me what I'm supposed to do, then why aren't you proactively getting in there and managing the boss? Meaning, let's get down on paper what you want me to do, when you want it done by, what you'll be looking for, how you'll determine whether this is successful. But in other words, why can't we do what we're asking the boss to do? Just do it with the boss. Mm-hmm. Lead the boss. You follow me?
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, okay. But isn't that, yep. But now, wouldn't most employees say that, that's not what I was hired to do. I was hired to do my job. Now I'm having to manage the manager?
Yeah. And you know what I refer
and,
to
and
that
And I don't blame
as,
them.
Right. Well, but I also refer to it as victim mentality. In other words, okay, you're right. That really wasn't on your job report. So you either get figuring out that you better manage this person, or you can be a victim for the next.
Well, what you have to decide, I think, Rob, and, mm-hmm. and it's a little harder this day and time, is if you've been issued a difficult boss, then the only way you're going to wind up being happy, and I think that's what you're saying, the only way you're going to be able to be happy is if you learn how to manage that person, because the alternative is you just go somewhere else.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's your alternative. I don't like that alternative. So what is the harm in me trying to go ahead and get down on paper, clear checkpoints, exactly, ask for more clarification when you need it, but you don't have to walk out, as I did when I was in my 20s, throwing my hands up in the air and going, heck, I can't communicate. And then not hitting the dates or the times or whatever, and wondering, but I never knew what the date was. Well, why didn't I get more proactive? Mm-hmm. So step one, let's just put a check mark there, is if they're not going to communicate clearly, go ahead and professionally, politely get clarification. Second thing I would do is if managing fairly, which is a common theme with bosses that are difficult to work for, then I can't manage fairly for them, but I can stay out of the ruckus. In other words, when somebody doesn't manage fairly, and Jim, you've been there and I've been there, there's a lot of talk amongst the team, a lot of grumbling. I would recommend to anybody listening to us right now, remember that it's easy to jump into all that negative stuff. I would just stay away from it. Stay as far away as you can. You don't need to get into that negative behavior. If they're not going to manage fairly, just stay out of the ruckus. That's
well, basically, what you're talking about, you're talking about the employer, the employee, becoming the adult in the relationship, basically, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, I like the
you're
way
talking
you
about
that.
You're talking about the employee suddenly realizing, you know what? I'm going to have to be the mature person in this relationship, apparently, and there may be a reason. Maybe you're older than that person. Maybe you've got more experience than the boss does. But you know, so you're recommending that basically you go to the boss and say, "Hey, boss, what can I? How can I help you? I'm noticing that you know that we got these issues here. Can I help you with that? Is that what you're saying, Rob?"
I am, and I'm also saying just stay away from what I would refer to as the negative free-for-all. You know, most managers and bosses that aren't very good, it's not a secret. So everybody starts rolling their eyes. I think it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and I think you can, and we've seen it, Jim, you can get dragged down with that boss because you know you're caught up in all the negative issues.
Well, bosses are like
recommending people stay out of it.
Bosses are like customers. You're going to have good ones and you're going to have bad ones,
right?
As you go through your life, and I learned that a long time ago with customers. I realized after when I was very young that I wasn't going to be able to be successful selling to only the people that I liked.
Well said.
And it's the same thing with going to work for a company.
Yep.
You're going to run into that, and you're going to have to deal with it because you're not going to be issued a great boss all the time. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back. Rob, give us your website quickly, please.
JOLLES.com.
Jolles.com. You can find all of his books there, too, folks. And all of the work that he does with companies just like yours to help them understand these kinds of things. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.